University of Rhode Island pharmacy professor Navendra Seeram meets me in the courtyard of his department's sharp new building. He's giving me a tour of a carefully manicured garden they recently planted.
Well, this is the new Heber Youngkin Medicinal Garden at the University of Rhode Island. As you can see, we're flanked by the Tyler Hall, Woodward Hall, and the new College of Pharmacy.
Seeram explains how this garden, with its rows of scientifically labeled flowers and shrubs and trees, will teach pharmacy students how to find leads on new drugs, as well as how to treat patients with some of the world's oldest remedies.
This is the original pharmacy. This is where it all started. It's called pharmacognosy, which is the study of drugs from nature.
Pharmacognosy. The word may be unfamiliar, but the plants we're about to encounter here aren't. As we walk past rows of raised beds, Seeram points out a few examples.
So, for example, as it says here, it's a marigold can give an ointment to heal minor burns. Over here, it's valerian. Valerian is an interesting plant. It's been widely used for sleeping. Over there is a Madagascar periwinkle. A very interesting plant, which from that plant, two anti-cancer drugs were isolated. Look there behind it is the sugarcane.
Seeram says it turns out that a lot of the foods we grew up eating, or that our ancestors ate for hundreds or thousands of years, may actually be better for us than we thought.
You know, I'm from the Caribbean, so sugarcane is the primary source of sucrose for us, but sugarcane has been well investigated, and recently the waxes from the sugarcane has been developed into a natural product called polycosanol. And polycosanol has been shown to reduce cholesterol and to be good for heart health.
And a lot of plants, of course, are very well studied. Their medicinal properties have been known about for thousands of years in some cases. Do you have any sense of the percentage of the world's plants that we haven't studied?
Of
the
course.
Untapped potential?
Yeah, it's actually well known. There are over 300,000 higher plants, species. Of those, people have studied only, scientists have studied maybe 10% maximum. So there's a large biodiversity in terms of large number of plants that are still waiting to be investigated. You know, parts of the Amazon, even here in New England.
That's right. New England. And to the delight of pancake lovers everywhere, one of the region's most iconic products is no longer waiting to be investigated.
Our work has shown that beyond sucrose, maple syrup contains a large number of really healthy plant antioxidants that we've started to isolate and identify.
Antioxidants may play a role in fighting cell-damaging diseases like cancer, although the jury is still out on how effective they are. But that's not stopping Seeram and his team. They received funding from the Federated Maple Producers of Quebec, who would understandably be delighted for scientists to discover some previously unknown health benefits in this northern nectar. But why stop at syrup? Seeram says they're examining the whole tree.
So we have started to look at isolating compounds from maple bark and maple leaves and maple roots, maple flowers. And part of our work that we're looking at is, are there new compounds here? And can some of these compounds be drug leads? You know, imagine discovering the next Taxol, as I said, which is an anti-cancer drug from the bark of the Pacific yew.
Seeram leads us inside the School of Pharmacy and up to his lab.
This is a typical chemistry lab.
Where PhD student Hong Ma is tending a couple of flasks of clear liquid he's sucked from maple leaves. A tube snakes from those flasks into a machine called a mass spectrometer, which is busy sniffing out the individual molecules in that liquid and displaying their unique signatures on Hong's computer screen.
So we use this instrument to isolate the compound, bioactive compound in the leaves.
The fall leaves are sitting on the ground. No one ever looks at them. But we decided it's a sustainable source of many natural products. So Hong's project, as part of his PhD research, is to take the leaves of the red maple, which, by the way, is Rhode Island's state plant, collecting those red leaves and extracting them to see if he could isolate some of those useful compounds.
So far, Seeram says there's some intriguing data. But it's a long road from the lab bench to the pharmacy shelf. Once you identify a potentially beneficial compound in maple syrup or a maple leaf, for example, you have to test it. But it's not like testing a drug you produced from chemicals in a lab where you can control the recipe.
It's just very complicated to design large human clinical studies with natural products when they are not one pure compound. They're usually a mixture of compounds, and therefore they're very variable, and we don't understand how to standardize them. And then how do you design studies when things are so inherently different?
Well, says Serum, you do your best. And if those studies happen to involve pancakes, even better. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.